As we are seeing the strength and force of weather, we'll always dominate whatever is in its way. When extreme weather heads your way, escape, that's not always possible. So ideas for survival and recovery become the necessity. I saw quite a few people actually be almost dismissive of Hurricane Florence as it approached this past week. And to the contrary, knowledge is what gives you the strength you need to survive the harsh weather like that and natural disaster conditions. That knowledge can be found in my next guest's book. She speaks from experience with her years as a meteorologist locally on PIX 11 in New York, as well as nationally for MSNBC and elsewhere. Her book is Extreme Weather, A Guide to Surviving Flash Floods, Tornadoes, Hurricanes, Heat Waves, Snowstorms, Tsunamis, and Other Natural Disasters. Bonnie Schneider. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Bonnie's website, bonnieweather.com. And well, let's just start with Hurricane Florence, because that's a great example. People were looking at the wind speed. And they see it drop from 130, 140 down to 90, down to 75, and they think, okay, we dodged a bullet. They're completely overlooking the strength and the force that rain combined with wind can create.
You know, I'm so glad that you mentioned that. I was just on the air yesterday talking about the same thing, and it's with this particular storm, it's the size of the storm and the fact that it's so slow moving. It's moving at the rate of speed in which we walk. Imagine that. So that's why right now and since yesterday, the coastal Carolina is getting hammered with storm surge, because even though the intensity has died down, it's definitely a powerful system because of its size. I mean, at one point it was 400 miles in diameter.
And that's going to be residual effects for days, even weeks, with power outages. And you know, much like with, you know, we don't want to admit it, but winter's going to be coming. And certainly here in the Northeast, snow and ice become a factor. I remember living in the Poconos, and we dreaded snow because we knew power would go out. It's just a matter of if you prepare, you're ready, and you can deal with it, as opposed to letting everything happen and trying to catch up to it in reaction, which usually you have very limited options at that point.
Yeah, Chris, you make a really good point, because we do lose power often, and sometimes it even could be for just a thunderstorm. So let's say you have your refrigerated foods, you want to make sure that the power's on. Many of us look to a portable generator, which is a great idea, but here's the thing, they can be dangerous. So the Portable Generator Manufacturers Association recommends the best thing to do is keep your generator, take it outside. Don't use it in the basement, don't use it in the garage. You want to avoid danger from carbon monoxide, because that's invisible and odorless and very dangerous. So take it outside. Take your portable generator outside. .com has more information on safety tips for your generator. Keeping the power on is important, but staying safe is even more important.
And certainly as you get into the winter, too, that goes the same with heaters. You don't use propane heaters inside. Some people do, but it's electric heaters. And if you don't have electricity, that's all added importance of having the generator, so you can stay warm in the winter when the snow does some nasty stuff to you. You write about flash floods, and that made me think of Superstorm Sandy, because it's obviously it was a region that wasn't prepared for weather like this. That's like Carolina-type weather. And the aftermath, you're looking at this mess in front of you, and it's if I just had the tools ahead of time, dealing with what I'm looking at right now would be a whole lot easier.
Yeah, no, I was in New York for Sandy, too, and I remember it and all the flooding and the images of the subways flooding. It was incredible. But when your homes are flooded, something you might not think about is protecting your photos. Many of us, you know, from years ago still have photo albums, family treasures that are not in our phones that we do now and we take a picture. Plus, you have important documents, maybe a birth certificate, a marriage license, something that you want to preserve. In my book, I talked about waterproof containers, but since I wrote that book, there's even better technology. The new Epson FastPhoto FF680W is a wireless high-speed photo document scanner system that can actually allow you to scan photos one photo per second. So some of us could have a box of 100 photos. So imagine just a matter of minutes, scan, done. So this is the second-generation FastPhoto. It's the world's fastest personal photo scanner, and it really can do a great job in preserving your photos and documents.
Yeah, it's certainly less time-consuming than standing online at Walmart or Kinko's or wherever you go for your stationary goods and tying up a line, making that happen. We're talking about Bonnie Schneider. Her book, Extreme Weather, A Guide to Surviving Flash Floods, Tornadoes, Hurricanes, Heat Waves, Snowstorms, Tsunamis, Other Natural Disasters. BonnieWeather.com is her website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Think another item people miss as you're writing your book, everything from hurricanes to wildfires. I've been in California, a few of those. That's not a happy situation. Snow and ice, thunderstorms, earthquake. When the power goes out and you have to get somewhere for safety, what if you don't have money?
Yeah, it's important to make sure you go to the ATM beforehand. I agree with you. Sometimes they don't work. And you were just talking, Chris, about the kits that we need to have. And I read about this in my book. There's something that people might forget to put in their kit. We all know about flashlights and batteries, all important. But what about bleach? Regular Clorox bleach. It's something we use in our laundry, but it can be life-saving, and here's why. It's a vital tool for disaster preparedness because bleach has many uses. It can treat contaminated drinking water, and it can kill E. coli bacteria, areas that were impacted by floodwaters from mold and mildew. This is something that you want to do because if you don't, you could end up with mosquitoes breeding everywhere. So even the American Red Cross recommends bleach to have in their survival kit supplies.
By and large, or using Florence as an example, are we seeing storms decrease in frequency but strengthen in intensity?
I'd say it's a combination of both. I've noticed a frequency and definitely intensity. Remember, in the case of Florence, the last big storm that impacted that area was Hurricane Hugo back in 1989, and the population has certainly increased there since then. So more people are impacted. And one of the groups that we talk a lot, regular people in their homes, but the backbone of the economy, the small businesses. FEMA says that 40% of small businesses never reopen after disaster. That is a big number. So Visa has put together a great program called Back to Business, and it's visa.com/backtobusiness. This identifies local businesses and how they can get back on their feet again. They just helped, for example, during Hurricane Harvey, a very well-known bakery in Houston, Texas, called Three Brothers Bakery. And through this program, they were able to help Three Brothers. And I think that after the storm, we want to help those small businesses because, you know, we shop there, we work there, and they impact all of us in every community. So visa.com/backtobusiness.
Really a simple idea is that you can really just stay connected and really ride out, and pardon the bad pun here, ride out the storm, no matter what the case or location may be. Is it just really something as basic like you write about in your book, too? If you plan ahead, you'll know what to do. You'll know where to go.
Yeah, and I would say also something else I talk about in my book is rehearse with your family a disaster plan. If you all had to leave the house suddenly, everybody, child, you know, elderly relative, should know what their role is, where they go, and how to communicate with each other in the event of an emergency.
And maybe even above beyond that, listen to your weather person because they know more than you do.
Well, we try to. You're right.
Bonnie's book again, Extreme Weather, A Guide to Surviving Flash Floods, Tornadoes, Hurricanes, Heat Waves, Snowstorms, Tsunamis, and Other Natural Disasters. And you can check out Bonnie's career and work over at BonnieWeather.com. I know we threw a lot at you. You can find out the links and the information Bonnie just shared with you at TipsOnTV.com. We have links to all this at our webpage as well for your easy use. Bonnie Schneider, thanks for being here today.
My pleasure.